God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there." Jacob said to his household and to all that were with him, "Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went." They journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Appeared to Jacob again and blessed him. God said, "Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be from you. The land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you and to your seed after you." And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him, Bethel. Joseph was feeding the flock with his brothers, and Joseph brought to his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, and he made him a coat of many colors. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him. He said to them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. We were binding sheaves in the field, and my sheaf arose and stood upright, and your sheaf stood round about mine and made obeisance to my sheaf." His brothers said, "Shall you reign over us?" And they hated him more. He dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brothers. He said, "The sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." He told it to his father, and his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come and bow down ourselves to you to the earth?" Brothers are feeding the flock in Shechem. I will send you to them. When his brothers saw him afar off, even before he came near to them, they conspired against him to slay him. They said to one another, "Behold, this dreamer comes." Let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. When Reuben heard it, he said, "Let us not kill him." When Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the coat of many colors, and they took him and cast him into a pit. They beheld Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels, bearing spices on their way to Egypt. ¶¶ him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. Joseph was sold in Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. He made him overseer in his house and over all that he had. The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had, in the house and in the field. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man in the house of his master, the Egyptian. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. After these things, his master's wife desired Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." He refused, saying, "My master has committed all that he has to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" She spoke to Joseph day by day to lie with her. About this time, Joseph went into the house to attend to his duties with no one else there. She caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." He left his garment in her hand and fled. When she saw that he had left his garment, she called to the men of the house and said, "See, he has brought in a Hebrew to mock us. He came in to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice." When his master heard the words of his wife, his wrath was kindled. He took him and put him into prison, where the king's prisoners were bound. But the Lord was with him, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. He committed to Joseph all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there. The Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. I delight to do your will, O my God. Yes, your law is written within my heart. mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.